It's the place you go when you finish your show, where your two best friends, our names are Max and Ben, we're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
Ben.
Hey, Max.
Hey.
Can I podcast with you?
Yes, you can podcast with me. It's okay.
Sure.
That's all right. Yes.
Yeah. You look like a cartoon character.
What? Which cartoon character?
A fictional cartoon character.
Which one? I need to know which one.
One that's fictional.
I need to know.
Can you blink? You creepy?
I can't. I can't do it.
You can't blink?
I can't.
Laura's the Scarecrow from Batman.
Wait, who was Scarecrow?
I think she's saying that Zach looks like Scarecrow from Batman.
Thank God.
Not us.
I thought she was saying me.
No, Zach looks I think she's talking about the Nolanverse Batmans.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yes. You do not look like who played Scarecrow?
That was Cillian Murphy or what?
Yeah,
however you pronounce his name.
Cillian
Murphy? What do you?
Cillian. Cillian Murphy looks.
Killian? Is it Killian?
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 I like him. I like him.
Yeah.
He's good. Danny Boyle guy in a lot of Danny Boyle movies. I like that.
Yes. I can see it, but I think that she's saying that Zach looks like Cillian Murphy in character as Scarecrow.
He does a little bit. I can see it. He does have Cillian or Killian Murphy looks for sure.
Yes.
Or it says right. Super hot. 27 days later.
Yes, definitely.
Not 28, only 27.
Yes, in case people are confused about the dead air at the beginning of the podcast, we were just staring at each other for a very long time. It was really awkward.
I think we were hoping the other person would say the line. I think we both had the same bit.
Well, I was being Zach. I whispered you, do you want to start podcasting? I was being Zach. I was doing the can we kiss line. I was Zach.
I want Zach.
Yeah, I know. We were being
don't
like
make
the kids.
Me be Irina. We were being I don't like want to be Irina.
Yeah, we were being like the kids being like, I want to be Spider-Man. I want to be Zach is so cool. He's a defense attorney.
When I was a kid in like, I want to say it was like third grade, whenever like right after Phantom Menace came out. We used to play Star Wars on the playground. Obviously a lot of kids do that, but like the way we started doing it, because everyone wanted to be the same one, was we got those pogs that Taco Bell gave out with their meals, those little Star Wars pogs that had each character on them, and we chose from them. And that was how we determined how you would be it. So like we'd choose from a mix. And everybody always wanted to be like Mace Windu or Anakin or Yoda or something like that. But every now and again, you'd pull out Shmi Skywalker, Anakin's mom. And then it's like, and then the whole recess, you're just going, Annie, come home, Annie.
So we're going to have to create Love is Blind pogs so we can decide who gets to be our favorite character, Zach. So we get to decide who gets to say nothing and stare.
Did you like my Shmi impression?
Yeah, that was really good. I was like, oh. When you said Shmi, I was like, Mr. Shmi from Peter Pan?
No.
Because that's a pretty good one, too.
Shmi Skywalker.
Yeah, because you're right, because everybody would be fighting over...
Mom.
Everybody would be fighting over playing Mr. Shmi. I was like, I want to play Mr. Shmi.
Of course. Well, who doesn't?
I know. He's the best.
Shmi, 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 Shmi.
Shmi, Captain Hook. Yeah, everybody wants to play Zach. He's the best.
He's the best. I know. I feel like we were fighting over it at the beginning.
Now, is Ralphie, do we make a separate pog for Ralphie, or is it Zach holding Ralphie?
No, you make a second pog for Ralphie.
Somebody has to
if
play
Yoda
Ralphie.
Can be a pog, he's a puppet, then Ralphie has
to. Yeah, yeah, Ralphie. I'm feeling really creeped out because I have this tab on my second monitor and it's just a giant picture of Cillian Murphy looking at me right now.
Good.
He's staring at me like Zach stares, not blinking. So that
means you have a mix of fear and arousal then, right?
Yeah, and which is not like Irina feels. So I am getting the fear. So I'm starting to feel exactly how Irina feels to have just somebody with this intense stare looking at you, and I'm starting to side with her on everything she's ever felt in the show.
I can't believe,
like, I have the ick.
Yeah, I can't believe that all of this has resulted in us and our chat dogpiling on Zach instead of Irina.
Dude, somehow, if he blinked, she would be more into it. Okay, if he styled himself a little better to not look like a cartoon character, maybe he wore a different outfit every day instead of wearing the same outfit every day, she'd be more into it. But if he, I think he dresses like Doug Funny. I think when she like looked at his suitcase, it was like the same outfit is like folded a million times over in the suitcase.
Yeah, his closet is like nothing but the same outfit.
Yeah. Yeah, you gotta cut Irina a break, okay? Except you can't because she said uncomfy and she's dead to us. Don't forget that.
Yeah, that's the reason she's dead.
That's the reason. Otherwise, she didn't
just because she
wrong.
Said uncomfy.
Look, he put a stuffed animal on the bed. People, don't cut him too much slack either. Okay.
No, I just, look. They might be a match made in heaven. Who knows?
And remember, Chelsea has a blanket, so don't cut her too much slack either. Okay. There's a lot of stuff going on
banky.
Here. Okay.
Got a banky.
Okay, it's called Baba. Okay, grow up.
Ooh, and now we have another. Okay, Laura also says American Psycho vibes with Zach.
Okay, I think American Psycho vibes are very sexy.
Yeah,
very
I mean, sexy, Zach would be way though, more that... rich if he was American Psycho.
Yeah, because like Dahmer is very sexy, and I think Christian Bale is way sexier than Evan Peters.
Yes.
So I think that would be a good thing. I think American Psycho vibes would be better than what Zach is bringing to the table.
Like the more your body count is, and I'm not saying sex, I mean deaths, murders.
Yeah.
The sexier you get.
Yeah, which we've learned from Wednesday and from Dahmer. I think Netflix really educates
the
us.
Avengers, all the Marvel movies.
Oh, BTK body vibes then. BTK. Yes. I'm getting that.
Yes. Yes.
So, yes. So, yeah, should we talk about episode 4? I feel like so much is going to happen. We're just going to have oodles and oodles to talk about.
I'm so excited.
There's,
this was maybe one of the best episodes, I think, of Love is Blind ever.
It's so good.
In all four seasons.
We've not seen episode 5 yet, so no spoilers. We haven't seen it yet.
No spoilers.
We're saving it for Monday. We're going to be back on Monday. We are recapping episode 5, and then we are going to be recording Love Center, which is our Patreon exclusive recap show where we're going to be recapping the whole week, talking about our favorite moments, forecasting what we think are going to be happening in next week's episode, talking about the social media from the week. We're going to be talking about the social media from the cast members currently and from cast members from past episodes, and just in kind of like the Netflix universe. You can check that out at patreon.com/realityalert. It's a great
those
way.
Doing the bigger rascal tier, the $10 tier, you're getting to see that Patreon live through our Discord. Very exclusive, very cool, very fun.
Yes, and that's going to be around 5:15 on Monday is when we're going to be recording. Yes. The
Eastern time, yes.
Yes, that's where I'm recording the Patreon exclusive one. You don't want to miss it. We have a lot of people who really enjoy it. That you can check that out. Love Center, patreon.com/realityalert. We're going to be doing that each week. So much fun. Check it out. So let's jump into this week, though. I just want to say, Irina also said going into the reveal that this will be better than Christmas Morning, just like Chelsea. Everyone just thinks that Love is Blind is better than Christmas. What do these people have against Christmas? Are these people part of the war on Christmas, Ben?
I think they might be. It is the city of Starbucks, you know.
Oh, my God. How could Netflix do this? I am unsubscribing. This is fucked up. This will be our last show. Everything I said. But you should still subscribe to our Patreon. You know.
Well, we all know Zineb from last season is anti-Christmas because she got a little coal in her
stocking. She got a coal in her stocking big time. Some coal and some cuties.
That's right.
She says, maybe we will kiss, maybe we will have to wait. So, you know, I think that Irina knew maybe she wouldn't want to kiss him.
Real quick, the chat is asking if Maria's going to be in our Love Center this season. Absolutely.
Yes, yep. Maria will be joining us for Love Center season. That is my girlfriend, for those of you who don't know. She has amazing opinions on the show. And we get, you know, we get a woman's perspective. You know, you just have to pay more money to do so. Yeah. Yes. Crazy. Yeah. Nicole was about to cancel her Patreon if she didn't, if Maria wasn't joining. She was like, I need to know.
Smart.
Yes. Yeah. So this was my favorite reveal that has ever happened on the show, because I was so uncomfortable, and it was truly
oh, cringy.
Yeah.
So cringy. Oh my God. And it's like you can see him trying to process it all in the moment too. And like fighting those feelings of, I don't think she likes me. I don't think she thinks I'm good looking. You could see him fighting it in his face.
Yeah, but they were like the whole thing of them just being like, hey, do you want to sit down? Instantly. They instantly sat down. It was, no one's instantly sat down before. I didn't even know that there was a bench there.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I was like, if
there wasn't a bench, I think they would have just sat down on the carpet.
Yeah, I know.
He immediately goes in for the kiss, and she denies him of that right away.
He really is Starry McGee, though.
I guess. I don't know.
Dude, he is locked eyes, not blinking.
Yeah, he has intense eye contact. I will say that. Yeah.
It's much.
I don't know if she's one to be commenting on creepiness, though.
That's true. She is. She does spy on people and laugh behind their back.
It doesn't get much creepier than hiding behind a wall, listening to a conversation and snickering. I mean, she's not really one to talk.
Yeah, that is when she eventually, you know, she could, you know, maybe try to make things less awkward, but she does deliver, you know, this line that we really like.
Yeah, I don't know why you look like a fictional character. You look like something out of like a cartoon.
I know.
It's like, does he get it a lot? He says, I know so quickly. I know. That's because I am.
He must get it a lot. He must.
Yeah. Yeah. I am one. Then I found an air pump, a magical air pump, and I inflated myself, and I went from the cartoon world into the human world, and here Toon I am world. On this TV show.
Yes. Yeah. You're talking about world, this is like Who Framed world. Roger Rabbit.
Yes, exactly.
You know, you take away the hair, you give him some glasses, and I can almost see it. Can you almost see it?
How I can see it.
That's Christopher Lloyd from...
Yeah, he's the evil guy from Roger Rabbit. That's what he is.
That's what it is.
We thought he was a serial killer, but he's a toon serial killer. Oh my God.
Maybe he prefers to be called like an anime character, not cartoon.
Yes, that's what he is.
Maybe that's what he prefers.
So after she begs him to blink and he refuses, he won't blink. In the proposal, he says she has one of the most beautiful hearts he's ever seen. Maybe because he's a cartoon, he's never seen a human heart before, so he doesn't know what to compare it to.
The only hearts that he's ever seen are the ones that literally beat out of the chest.
They do like the giant bubble.
And same with the eyes, they come out and they go, he's used to seeing hearts actually fluttering out of people's heads.
Yes.
So he's not sure what to make of if they're in love or not. Yeah.
Yeah. And he says she cares so much about other people. I want to say this is accurate. She does think about other people a lot, you know? We saw her sneaking around corners so she could hear other people. She cares about what other people think so she can laugh at them. She likes listening to people cry. She does care what other people think. She does care about other people.
She cares. She does.
Yeah, she cares about them so she can shit all over them.
It's pretty amazing how bad of a read this guy has. Yeah, it really is. Read. For a criminal defense lawyer, really bad read.
Yeah, I'm not hiring this guy.
Maybe that's me. Hold on a second. Maybe him being a criminal defense lawyer is what attracts him to Irina. Maybe he likes the mean people. Maybe he feels like
he needs to defend them.
Who is going to defend Irina? Nobody's going to defend her. I have to be the one. I'm a criminal defense lawyer. Like he's very much a follower of that belief of somebody's got to do it, so it's got to be me. Savior complex, exactly.
How awkward on a scale of 1 to 1 million was him asking for the kiss with the whisper?
Oh man, I felt so bad.
Can we kiss, please?
I hate to break it to you. Your mic is picking that up, Zach.
Yeah, I was like, no, we're going to hear it. I think he knew the mic was going to pick it. I just don't know what they were doing.
It's crazy. We've never had this like uncomfy of a moment.
Stop!
of a moment on that episode.
Sorry, uncomfy. Yes.
Oh, this is so awkward.
And she's like,
it was
yeah.
Painful. It was
I like
painful.
How she was like, maybe later. She wasn't even like later, you know? She's like, we'll get there. She was like, maybe. Yeah. She's like, if I ever get over you.
I mean, what? Okay, was Jessica, did she kiss Mark right away? I think she did.
I don't know. We
but
see
they
people...
weren't. They weren't wanting to touch, really.
Yeah, all right. That was weird, and the one with Sal was weird, but nothing, even if people haven't kissed before, nothing.
But Sal and Mal did end up having relations right away in Mexico. So they got over it fast.
Oh, yeah, they played the Latin music, being like
Yeah.
These people are Hispanic.
Shayna and Kyle is the only other example I can think of too, where I think she kissed him on the carpet, but I don't think they kissed again after that. Maybe I'm trying to remember, but yeah, it was,
yeah.
I think this could be the first instance where they flat out didn't kiss at all.
I think with Jessica and Mark, she at least patted him on the head, you know,
yeah, it was at least that.
Was something nice. This, you know,
she at least gave him a high five. I think.
Yeah. She was, yeah. And she at least said like, go Bears, go Cubs. We love Chicago. You know, something like that. Something really nice. Yeah, something really good. He was Starry McGee, but she did nothing to, you know, help him feel more comfortable. You know, she could have been nicer about the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Totally.
But, you know, it takes two to tango. Stop staring.
No, well.
It's rude to stare.
And, you know, this is... this is the bed that you have to lay in now, Zach. Like,
you could have picked a nice person and you picked a mean person. Like, what do you think's gonna happen? Like, you know, she's mean.
Yeah,
I know that he doesn't,
but you know what? She's gonna have the best defense in the state of Washington. I can tell you that.
That's true. And I know that he doesn't have all the information and we don't see anything, but like, I don't know, it's just so obvious.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you should be able to tell. Maybe. It's just, it's a weird idea to me that a criminal defense lawyer could have such a bad judge of character.
Yeah.
It's kind of a red flag. I don't know.
He says he's not sure if the cartoon character comment was a compliment or not. I think if you don't know if something is a compliment or not, it's generally not a compliment.
It's not. It's not. Unless the cartoon character is Johnny Bravo.
Yes.
Or Jessica Rabbit.
You like know, a really hot guy from like a hentai or something.
You know? Yeah. Like a...
like a huge tentacle dick.
Yeah, one of the porn cartoons. Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, then you know you're talking.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. And then we know we're in for a sizzling episode because they play this song again. There will be. I thought there was going to be like wildfires in Mexico or something and they were going to have to like evacuate.
Hey, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
It's a drought going on. So.
Thank God we have Nick and Vanessa to introduce us to everything. But where were they the rest of the episode?
Hi, good question.
Like when all the couples met up, I was like, I need you to introduce me to all the couples again. We need a roll call.
No, they're getting less and less in the show, I think. And
it was really... I mean, like, even though we get lower thirds telling us who all of the couples are every time that they're in every single scene, I need Nick and Vanessa to tell all the couples their names, even though they know everybody in front of us, you know?
Yes, and also say their own names. So that
yeah, I need to know who they are and remind us that they're married and the history of their relationships. I need Vanessa to overshare and make Nick comfortable.
Maybe show a couple of clips from NCIS Hawaii just for context.
Yes. Ben, here's a fun game. How old do you think Nick Lachey is?
98. No.
That's good. That's good.
I'm going to guess Nick Lachey. Okay, so early aughts was when he was probably at his peak, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to say he was maybe in his mid-20s around then, maybe late 20s. Around then, so maybe like if we're talking 15 to 20 years after that, I'm gonna go 45 to 50 in that area.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, he's 49. I thought he was a little bit younger than that because I think
he does look younger.
He looks younger. So I was like, when I thought about
Vanessa,
it,
Vanessa looks young too. Yeah,
yeah, she's 42.
They're good looking people.
I know. I just like I was just surprised when I did the math and I realized that he was 49. I was like, he looks significantly younger to me. To me, I think he's had good work done probably too, which isn't, you know, no hating on, but
I was
just surprised. I was like, it looks about 42 to me, but
they both age well.
I think. Yeah, let's talk more about Nick and Vanessa
and how hot they are.
Yeah, and how hot they
98
are.
98 degrees hot.
Yes. Baby. Yeah. So Micah and Paul, they're just keep talking. They're like, isn't it so weird that like we met through a wall? Isn't this weird that now we're looking at each other and we have voices and bodies? Isn't it weird?
Isn't it weird that there's like six cameras on us right now? Isn't that so weird?
Oh my god. Yeah. Chelsea and Kwame, they're so happy. They want to cherish it forever. And it feels very intimate because their souls have connected. Their souls are souling around in the soliverse now that their souls are together.
They can't. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. It's like, you know, the Ghostbusters thing. It's like, don't intertwine but they did and now it's gonna create havoc.
Now their souls are fucking. Their souls are fucking. It's crazy. I mean, it's just like a really beautiful kind of thing that they're dealing with here, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's nothing's gonna tear them apart.
Dude, nothing. It is impossible, you know, because she is reassuring him.
I'm so happy that you figured me out, all of my doubts. You're so lovely when your hands are on my face. So awful, us to run out of time, tell me we're all right. We're gonna be all right.
See, we're going to be all right.
Everything's going to be okay. Definitely no enemies around. None.
None.
No enemies in sight.
Yeah.
Oh, like that, but what that, about that one foreshadowing song? I can't.
That song would have been more appropriate here than we're going to be all right. You know, that is a weird placement.
But maybe now they're foreshadowing again. That
oh my God.
The enemy thing happens and then it's going to be all right. Love is Blind Orchestra. Right? Love is Blind Orchestra is trying to tell us something, Max. They're giving us the arc. Yeah. And you just have to pay attention. Unless it's a red herring. Do you think it's a red herring? It could be a red herring.
Could be anything.
They could be trying to throw us for a loop. Those
could be a blue herring.
Rascals. Those Love is Blind Orchestra rascals.
Yes. They're all subscribed to Patreon. You should too. Patreon.com/reality alert. Do you remember when Marshall got really specific about how he's usually into pirates?
Yes.
Okay. Jacquelina got really specific about how she would have swiped left on Marshall. Let's listen to it.
Too specific.
Physically, Marshall, if I would have saw him, I probably would have swiped. Ooh. Because I've always gone for over 6'5", tatted on both sides, tatted on the neck, the fade, Hooper, athletic, tall. And Marshall is opposite of that.
There's an easier way to say that, you know. You just say I only date basketball players.
she is like a very specific type. I'm like
over 6'5". First of all, she only dates giants.
She's like only 6'5", needs to have a fade, needs to have a neck tattoo on the left side, needs to it needs to be the Virgin Mary. You need to have a tattoo on the right pectoral, needs to be a dove. It's like, okay, so do they need to have shirtless tattoos on Tinder? Like, how
you
does
need
your dating life
You need
life
to
work?
Have one mole 2 centimeters below your eye.
It's like, no
you
wonder
have to have
you
a birthmark.
Single.
Yeah. Very specific.
So
She's
specific.
Really talking about one person in particular, probably an ex. Probably talking about an accent.
Oh, definitely. I think that this show was good for her if you were so set on looks. I think she was like, I need to. She's like, the only way dating will ever work out with me if I go on this very specific reality show.
Totally. And I think Marshall is probably perfect for her in this regard.
Because well, he was like, I'm only into pirates and they don't exist.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. Well, I was gonna say
certain types of pirates exist, but not like
I know. I was gonna say maybe if he goes out to like Somalia or something, he could find his true love.
Yeah, but I don't know about like peg legs and the parrot on the shoulder.
No, they don't do it like that anymore.
I know it's sad.
Well, maybe he could find someone with one leg, but it wouldn't be a peg.
Yeah, I don't think people have peg legs.
People don't use pegs anymore.
Well, they might, but they probably aren't pirates.
I just want to help Marshall find his true love.
Yeah.
And I'm
maybe,
afraid
maybe Jacquelina, if Jacquelina really loves him, she'll saw off her leg and replace it with a peg. She'll gouge out her eye and replace it with a patch.
Hey, love knows no bounds.
She'll pull out her tooth and replace it with a tooth of solid gold.
I like that.
She'll tame a parrot and put it on her shoulder. She'll sell her car and replace it with a pirate ship.
What else?
She'll put a crow's nest on the roof of her house.
And then she'll rob people and she'll pillage their towns.
Yeah. She'll throw out her iPod and she'll just learn a bunch of sea shanties.
She'll murder and kill anyone who doesn't give all the loot to her.
Yes.
Yeah. All for love. All
yes, for love. That's what pirates
That's
do it all
beautiful.
For love. It is yeah. true. Yes.
Do you see she compared his dick to a car too?
Yes. That's piratey.
That's piratey a little.
They love cars. Yeah. He's like, do you want to wait till Alder? And she's like, oh hell no. What are we, a bunch of nerds?
Yeah, what are we, dorks?
What are we a bunch of like those people on what was that bad show we just covered? The boring one? Are you the one? Are you the one? Those right. people in Are You the One that did handshakes instead of
fucking
having sex.
Nerds.
Fucking nerds.
Have sex, losers.
It's like we're engaged. Come on. All right. Anyway. Irina and Zach, they have dinner on the beach and she thanks him for planning this super cute date. That was really nice of him to set up this dinner date when
he
just
got
to Mexico. He did the whole, he cooked the meal.
He brought all the plates and all that.
Well, Ben, he's a cartoon character, so he just grew a bunch of arms and could do it all at the same time, like Inspector Gadget.
He had like a backpack, and he kept pulling out items, but they were like way bigger than the backpack, and you're continuing to question.
Well, he just had to sing backpack, 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 backpack. It was very cool.
If you use your imagination, you can do anything. It's just like,
say backpack, and then we all had to go backpack, backpack. It was crazy. Netflix is a whole new level. This is where he asks her what cartoon he looks like, and she just says a fictional one. Very specific. It was really cool.
He thinks she looks like Megan Fox. She thinks he looks like Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think Irina looks like Megan Fox, Ben. I know that's a hot take.
Yeah,
I don't
next,
see it.
That's, you're insane.
I know, it's a hot take. It's a hot take.
Spitting image.
I don't see it, Ben. By the way, that's not a knock at Irina's looks. I just don't think that they look alike.
They don't at all.
Yeah.
At all.
Not whatsoever.
What, black hair? Okay. that's the feature.
Black hair, Caucasian.
That's it.
They're women. Under 50.
Under 50.
They're not cartoons.
They both breathe air.
Yes. We know they exist.
How about these baby names, though? These baby names are something else.
I think Godfrey's a great name. Famous watermelon smasher. That's great.
It was we had Zion, we had Gideon. So they're all very like biblical. Goliath?
I think Goliath he was joking about, but I can't ever really tell.
It's hard to tell with him.
I can't tell with him.
I mean, with a cartoon character, I'm always laughing and just assuming everything is a joke. But
is that how people would feel about us when we were on the show? I feel like I would be sarcastic the whole time.
I mean, that's how it is in real life for us, isn't it?
Yeah, that is. That is. That's like with the whole Texas thing. They don't get it.
They just don't get it.
They just don't get it.
Well, that's because they're stupid.
The sarcasm. That's because they're from Texas. Yeah.
We don't dumb down our humor. Okay. Not for anyone. Thank you.
Yeah.
We stay with our classy Texas jokes.
Yes. So Irina says she doesn't want to have sex before marriage is what I'm getting. And then she says that she wants to physically be friends.
Yeah.
That's what every guy wants to hear with his fiance. Let's physically be friends. This is...
Can we be physically friends with benefits? No.
No, let's just physically be friends. Just
physically friends.
Bound to go wah wah.
Ooh, that's good.
I don't even think she'd let him do a handshake at this point. I don't even
know. Oh my goodness.
No.
So.
I like when she says, aren't you so lucky to end this scene too, by the way.
Yeah.
Luckiest boy in the world.
Tiffany and Brett, finally something got exciting with these two. A raccoon made a cameo.
Oh, I know. I wrote down in my notes, producers released a raccoon in order to make their dinner
spice
more interesting.
Things up.
Yeah.
Oh, Brett and Tiffany really, I was feeling all of their scenes. I was like, damn, for every scene. I was like, damn, there's a raccoon. Damn, they're getting spicy, intimate. Whoa, there we go.
I mean, raccoons will do that to you.
Raccoons, yeah, the raccoons.
You get a little scared, a little excited.
A little scared? He was like, I got to hold on to your butt. I'm afraid of raccoons. Yeah.
We got to get back to the hotel room.
Yeah.
Away from this raccoon.
Yeah, he's like, put on this bathing suit. Let's go into the pool for 3 minutes, and then we're going to go to the hotel. Okay?
For 3 minutes.
Paul and Mike, they strip down and get into bed, and are like, this is so weird. We're in a bed in Mexico. Have you ever been in a bed in Mexico before? It's so weird. Oh my God. I don't even know you. Whoa. Oh,
there's cameras.
Oh my God. What? What?
I none of that shit stopped Brittany and Tiffany and Brett. Tell you
no,
what.
Okay. They're serving it. They're serving it up. Ooh. I'm team Brittany and Brett. I'm really mad at all you guys that said that Tiffany and Brett were boring. That was really rude. Okay.
That's fucked.
You guys
up.
Need to write me and Ben apologies for saying that they were rude. We were always on their side. Yeah. Irina and Zach, yeah, they sleep with Ralphie in between them. Like, well, I bet Irina was like, thank God he has this really weird stuffed animal thing. It's really great. It's a total mood killer. Nobody's going to want to have sex with the guy with the stuffed animal. It's great.
Yeah.
It's incredible. Yeah. He gives her a forehead kiss, and she's like, a forehead kiss? Really? And I'm like, it's not like you were going to let him do anything else.
Yeah. Well, and she, I don't know if you caught it, but she said, careful when you lean in. Careful, I'm going to hit you if you kiss me.
Careful, I'm going to throw up on you if you kiss me.
Careful, don't cartoons' lips when they kiss usually extend about 6 feet outward? Careful. Oh, and then we get the other babies of in their crib.
I think this is what drives Kwame into Chelsea's arms, not their previous connection. I think it's Baba.
It's Baba.
It's the elephant blanket in the room. It's so she slept with it for, and she really, I think she like has a calendar that she marks for every day that she's had it, because she says 30.8 years old, which is very specific and weird. That's
really specific.
Yes. And she's like, we can retire it. And that's when I would say, yes, you have to retire it. If you want to be in an adult marriage with me, you have to get rid of your childhood blanket that you've had on for too long. If you want to be in a committed marriage with an adult, you can't have your baby blanket, right? Is that too much?
No. Netflix should do a version of the ultimatum where the ultimatum is you have to get rid of your baby toys.
Actually, that'd be really good. That
would be amazing.
Show. That like, actually probably is a show on TLC.
The ultimatum.
And the people are like, I can't because I'm in love with the toy.
The ultimatum is grow the fuck up right now.
I'm sorry, that baby blanket is so tattered. Oh my God, why does she still have a baby blanket? Is she fucking Linus? Like, what the fuck?
I know, and it's weird for Linus, too.
I know, and he's
Linus
like
is a child.
He sucks on his thumb. Does she suck on her thumb, too?
Maybe. It's concerning. I'm concerned.
In the chat, people are saying that Micah and Irina are the worst, but I just want to counterpoint and say that they don't have stuffed animals and blankets, okay? They are grown up and are very mature.
I will say, the mean girl vibe is very immature, but when you stack it up against the baby blankets...
I would take a mean girl. I would marry a mean girl over someone with a blanket any day of the week.
It's oranges and cuties, folks. It's
yeah. I'm sorry. This like you show me this girl comes back and she was like, I just made fun of someone for 8 hours a day and I'm so mean. Versus someone that comes into the bed holding her baby blanket, I'm taking the mean girl. I'm taking the girl that wears pink on Wednesdays or whatever.
If you call a blanket, great. If you call a blanket a baba, I'm done. I'm out.
Is this what the ick is? I'm feeling the ick. Is this what it is? My skin is crawling.
No, but Micah and Irina, they're horrible. They're horrible, but they're goddamn, they're great TV. They're great
and
TV.
Goddamn, they don't have baby blankets.
They don't have baby blankets. Yes, Laura said it. They're shallow sociopaths, which is good TV.
Yeah.
If God you can find a sociopath like in the wild and get them on reality TV, it's a beautiful thing. Famously, Devin from Are You the One, who went on to The Challenge, one of the most famous sociopaths to ever make a season, the best thing ever. Like, this is good for Love is Blind, having Mike.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's good. It's good. Oh, it's stirring it up. Oh, it's stirring good. It up. It's Love good. It. Love it.
Yeah. And I would marry one of them quicker than anyone with a baby blanket. Just putting that out there.
All are scary options, but some are much less scary than others.
Yeah. Oh, that baby. Oh, get away from me.
It's so coarse. Why haven't you washed it in 30.8 years?
Why do you have it?
Again, I can see you putting it in a box, putting it in storage, putting it in your closet.
No, burn it. Grow up. This is real life. It sucks and it's miserable. Deal with it.
I look, well,
you can keep them.
You hold on to it. You give it to your kid. You pass it down. Although you wouldn't want to give your kid a ratty blanket.
I love this comment. The blanket didn't even look like a blanket anymore. Just some jumbled up yarn. It's not even a blanket anymore, you dumbass. It's just some yarn.
It's not even comfortable. Like, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's not even a blanket anymore.
Does she wake up at like in the morning with like scratches on her arms, blood on her arms?
I think she wakes up and she flosses with it. I think it's multi-purpose now.
Exactly. Yeah. She could knit a new blanket with the old blanket that's turned into yarn. She could knit a new one.
Yeah. Why haven't you turned it into like a it's like a t-shirt you quilt that people do? Just cut a little patch and then put in the quilt. She's like, don't cut Baba. You can't cut Baba.
Look, Baba's all he's turning all fresh and new. It's good. It's good. I don't want new. Why not old Baba?
I know. She's like so zen and being like, our souls are merging, I love making love to Kwame, except when it comes down to fucking Baba.
Yeah. Our souls are intertwined, but Baba needs to be
don't
there
mess
too.
With Baba!
Baba needs to
I
be
love
with
Baba!
Baba's soul is important.
How much longer can we riff on Baba?
Hours.
I love Baba.
Let's see if we can get Baba on the podcast at the end
of
the
season.
Is Baba
uncomfy?
It'll be like Towley from South Park or something. Could have like an animated Baba.
Oh my God. So after we get this amazing scene of when we meet Baba, Jacquelina and Marshall, they're in the tub, but this was weird because we don't hear any of this. I didn't hear any Nancy farts. It was weird.
Yeah, no poop stories. No
poop stories. Why did they show it to us? It was really inconsequential.
Weird. Really weird. One of them wasn't panicking to get out of the tub.
It's very strange.
I will say, people shit on Partiz a lot. But his grace in that tub, the fact that he never said a word, the fact that he didn't try
and farting and talking about shit. Yeah, that was crazy.
And he still didn't jump out of the tub and run away. And like, you got to give it to him for that.
Yeah, I would have left Mexico.
Give him some credit.
Yeah. Yeah, I have some lines, but it's farting and talking about shit in the tub and Baba. Those are my deal breakers. I would run.
Well,
the
good luck.
Would be like, stay.
Good luck, Max. Good luck.
If you can't handle that, you can't handle love. Everyone has a Baba. Everyone has a shit and farting story in the tub. That's love. That's marriage.
You're not in love unless you can comfortably shit or fart in the tub with your partner in it.
This Tiffany and Brett scene, finally some realistic making out. Okay. So many people make out and they're just like, Their hands are on each other's hips. You're at like a middle school dance. Finally, some ass grabbing. We got some real love going on, you know?
I was fanning myself.
I was like, this is awesome.
I took my shirt off. I blacked out. I woke up. My shirt was off. And I was sweating profusely.
Legitimately, I was like, this is some steamy shit right going
on. It was hot.
This is hot. But it was like realistic. I was like, yeah, you grab stuff. It happens.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Grab it happens.
Oh, yeah.
And I like how she was like, I didn't want to hype it up too much. And he was like, no, it's good. It's good. He like couldn't talk too much because he was so into it. He was like, it's good. Yeah. He's like,
What would have made this scene great is if
they were both naked.
If a raccoon came in.
Every scene they have now, the producers just opened up the door and throw in a raccoon.
When they're getting married at the altar, a raccoon wanders up on stage. Everybody's pointing at it. Look at the raccoon. This is the best wedding ever.
You're making me cry. That's so funny. Raccoon everywhere.
It's smart. These producers are
I love Tiffany and Brad. I love these producers. Everything is so good. So we got 27 days until these weddings. Wow.
27 days later.
I know. I was just thinking the same thing. Wow. So Chelsea and Kwame do a naked vlog. So they're naked. Baba's naked. Everyone's involved. They had a nice little three-way with Baba last night. Yeah. Ooh. Post-coital with Baba.
Baba's looking a little crusty this morning.
She says it surpassed all expectations. She said this. She's never had this level of attraction with someone. And she said someone because she's never had this level of attraction compared to Baba.
Yeah.
Yes.
It makes sense.
Mm-hmm. She said this isn't just coming over to get it. It's making love. Baba, she's having sex with a blanket. Yeah.
Doesn't she mean making wubby bubby dubby love?
What she said, it's like a rumble
tumble. Wumpy, lovey, dubby.
It's our rumble tumble love.
Goo goo gaga. She comes up to him. You know what I want to suck on right now, right? And he's like, ooh, what? And she's like, pacifier.
No, Baba likes to be on top. No.
Do you think when she's like, when she starts drinking and she's hitting the bottle, it's like actually a baby bottle? Do you think she?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'm 100% sure of it.
Definitely.
And she puts one of the little, what do you call
it? She calls that Baba too, and it's really confusing. It's really, she's like, I need my Baba. No, not that Baba.
What do you call like the baby headpiece thing?
A bonnet. Baby bonnet.
Yeah, the baby bonnet. I forgot. The baby, you know, the baby headpiece.
Yes.
The baby crown. Irina and Zach, they talked about how they had a great time talking last night. You know, he loved as she passive aggressively and just aggressively shit all over him last night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I feel like yesterday we went from zero to where we were at the end. And she just goes, hey, I'm not fully there yet, but we're best friends. We're friends, Zach. Just friends. Nothing more than friends.
She hit him in the arm. She said, buddy.
Buddy, all pal, nothing more than friends. Never will be anything more than friends. I'm just here to be on TV. Thank you very much. Micah and Paul. Paul says, I wanted to have sex, but I'm glad that we didn't. And she agrees.
She strongly agrees. A little
strongly, funny. Strongly agrees.
Oh, thank God you said that.
So,
me too, Paul.
Marshall is into pirates. Jacquelina is into NBA qualifying basketball players.
Yes.
And I want to talk about what Paul is into.
In the past, I've definitely gone for the more granola type girl. I don't want to say like witchy, but like, you know, the girls that are like always like brewing like potions.
Yeah, those are witches. People who brew potions are. I go, he's like,
unless he thinks kombucha is a potion of some sort.
Oh, I don't know. He said, I like witchy girls. I don't want to say witches, but the type of people who brew potions. It sounds like he's into witches.
Yeah, I think he might. He might be into witches. Hey, that's cool.
So I don't want to say witches, but you know, people with broomsticks who wear pointy hats and have long warted noses.
Yes, that's the traditional sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's who he's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Sarah Jessica Parker.
Who else? Bette Midler.
Bette Midler.
And the other one.
The other one. Who is the other one?
I always forget who the other one is. Who's the other one, Chad, in Hocus Pocus?
No, it's not.
Is it Marissa Janet Winokur? No, it's not her. It's who's the other one? Guys, who's the other one in Hocus Pocus?
Who's the other Pocus?
Who's the other Pocus? Oh, it's... It is the other one.
Kathy.
Najimi. Yes. She's great. She's great. Love her. Totally love her. Yeah.
My favorite character. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, she's Peggy Hill on King of the Hill. She's great.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah. You should give her more credit. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. He says Micah is gorgeous. She's just different because she doesn't brew potions. She doesn't have a cauldron. She's different.
We can work on that. You know, that doesn't have to be a thing forever. She could take a class or something.
Interesting. It seems like that actually kind of like bothers him a little bit that she's not granola-y, but it's like
not the very specific type that he likes.
Yeah, but it's like you could have figured that out in 10 days that she's not granola-y.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense that he lives in Seattle and that's his type. I feel like
that's
a Seattle thing. It's a very Denver thing too. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine if you have like that very specific type, but you could have figured that out. Like Micah's clearly very preppy, or she comes off that way to me as a more preppier type. We don't know her very well, but she comes off as preppy to me.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Yes. As far as we know, we really don't know much about her activities or what she likes to do, but based on how she comes off and what he has said, which is that he's into more granola-y types, which makes me think that she's probably the opposite. I'm assuming that she's preppy.
What does she do for a living again, Micah?
I don't know. She seems preppy.
She brews for a living. No.
Yeah, she's a brew girl, dude. She's not preppy at all. She's actually a witch. He's just an idiot. Yeah. And she says we should ease into things, and he's happy to agree. Zach and Irina, they're on a boat, and she, you know, she's sending him mixed messages.
Take off your pants.
That's not what friends do.
Yeah. Maybe it's curiosity.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like he's a cartoon. Is there anything down there?
Yeah. Are you like a Ken doll? Like, how does it work?
Could be.
Brett and Tiffany do bucket bathing. Is this one of the fun things to do in Mexico? Like they have like soap on themselves and then people are just pouring water over them. Have you ever been to Mexico, Ben?
I have been to Mexico. It's where I did parasailing.
Okay. Have you ever done bucket bathing?
No bucket bathing for me.
Would you want to do bucket bathing?
No.
Yes.
You would?
I try anything. Besides stuffed animals or shitting and farting in the bathtub.
Is it free?
Yeah, it's free.
Oh, then I'll do it. Why not?
Oh, okay. For someone else. It's all inclusive bucket bathing.
I mean, if somebody else is bathing me, that's fine.
By the way, if this is some cultural thing, we're not making fun of it. I just have no idea what was going on in this scene. All we saw was them just having water poured out over themselves from buckets and them being like, oh, okay. So random. Jacqueline and Marshall, usually we say people do off-roading. They were doing on-roading. This was new, I feel like.
It really confused me.
They were driving on the highway. What was happening?
On pavement. I was like, oh my God, I'm going to die of boredom.
They're driving on the pavement. Shouldn't they be on the off-road wearing helmets? They were going somewhere? So weird.
It's very bizarre.
I know. They went to a restaurant. I was like, are they allowed?
Wearing helmets. There was no protection whatsoever. I'm so confused. They're driving a normal looking car, not a dune buggy.
So we see Jacquelina. She says she's not worried about Marshall. She's worried about herself. She feels that when she goes back home, she might turn back to her old self on the flip of a switch and push him away. He says, though, he's been the guy to walk away, but he's not doing it again. So this is where we see her start.
I don't get walk-away vibes from Marshall. That's interesting.
No, I don't either. I think maybe he's, like, changed. Maybe he, like, used to be like that, but now he's, like,
committed. He's such a sensitive person, I just can't imagine him doing it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. And maybe he's just saying that because he's so romantic.
And I could also see him just... I'm still trying to, like, comprehend what the fear is for her of, like, that she's going to flip, like, a switch. Because later, when she's crying in the hotel, there's, like, clearly more to it than that. It's like she's really sad about being so happy right now. But I'm very confused about, like, what she thinks is going to happen when they get back home.
Yeah, and Kimberly in the chat asks, do we know anything about Jackie's family?
Not really.
We definitely don't know anything in this episode, at least. Nothing's been revealed yet. I'm guessing we're going to get more when we leave Mexico.
There's other stuff going on. I hope they do.
I think we just know that clearly she has to take care of a lot of her family, she said, and she's very stressed out about it, you know? And I think it's been hard for her to, like, be in relationships because of all of her responsibilities, and she's clearly very worried about it.
Yeah, and she's afraid that's going to push him away.
And I think, you know, it's been, like, a break for her, and she sees that, like, she's getting closer to going home, I assume. And that's also probably...
I really felt for her later in that scene. Like, that was very authentic and very sad. I felt
that
for her. I really did.
Before we get to that next part that we talk about, Zach and Irina, when they're on the boat, he starts singing and she doesn't like it. And she says, like, I really don't like singing, and you do. So I'm like, how much did she hate his proposal? Did she hate it as much as we did?
She hated it a lot.
Yeah.
She hated it a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know why? Because the song was really good. His singing was really good.
He should have been singing that she probably would have liked was...
Yeah.
She would have been like, yeah.
Yay! And you go, that's all, folks.
And she drops...
Will you marry me?
She's like, we gotta go to a piano store and drop one on you.
Marshall and Jacquelina. This was a very tense and sad scene. I think Maria pointed this out to me. When she goes into the closet and they kind of start talking to each other, it becomes like a pod moment, and it's like people are better easy to, like, communicate kind of when they don't see each other.
That is a common occurrence in Love is Blind, where people like to stand on opposite sides of walls. We saw it with Damien and Giannina. We saw it with Mark and Jessica.
Yeah, he actually created a pod for them to talk, and with Damien and Jessica, it kind of just happened organically.
Yeah, Damien and Giannina. Yeah.
Giannina, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, but with this, it was a kind of organic thing. You know, it's always very interesting when that happens. It's like, can we go back? Can we go back to the pods?
Yeah. I think also part of it is just her wanting to hide from the cameras while she's...
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
That's what I start to really feel bad. It's like she's having a mental breakdown right now, and she just wants some privacy. She just wants to go into the bathroom, and they're editing it with this music with the heartbeat sounds underneath, and I'm just like,
you're feeling that, and I'm like, damn, good thing that they were here to catch this. This is some interesting shit. This is good thing the camera was there. I'm feeling for her. This is really sad, but good thing they were there.
It is good TV. It is.
No, I was like, this is really sad. Like, I was very touched by it, but I was also in the back of my head like,
the music was so ominous though too. It was like, it sounded like Twin Peaks music. Like that sounded like.
I was like, she's gonna point out and be like, I killed Laura Palmer. What?
What?
It's really hard back home. I killed someone. I can't go back from Mexico, Marshall. We can't leave Mexico.
Lynch, you've done it again. I don't know how they ended up in the Love is Blind universe, but they did.
Yeah. But yeah, he's so nice to her. Like, I really
like. I know. I'm all on board with Marshall. I love these two. They're great.
Yeah, I love how he's like, I know you're strong, but you don't have to do this alone. And you see how happy she is about it the next day. I mean, he's just so good about it. He's so great.
Stay good, Marshall.
I really felt that some of the stuff he was saying, all the bellboy stuff, he definitely has taken off his bellboy cap, taken off the uniform. But if he puts back on that uniform, it's a little worrisome.
I don't know. Either he took it off or he is the best concierge that you've ever seen in your life.
That's true. Like, he's so nice now, but kind of the whole attitude towards Josh and how intense he was, it's like, is he going to be that way towards, like, in other facets? You know, it's just waiting to see what happens there.
Yeah.
But currently,
I love him.
So he's great.
Really a sweetheart. He's a
such
sweetheart.
A sweetheart. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Zach and Irina, he gives her a pinky swear and that's too intimate. And she's acting like it's a joke, but I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. She just does not want to touch him. She does not.
I'm going to go, eek! But not in an excited way.
She says that later. She's like, anytime he touches me, I literally get the ick.
Maybe she was afraid that a little flag was going to pop out of his pinky and it was going to say bang on the flag. Do you think that was what it was?
100%. Or she just literally discussed him with every facet of her being, which is what she said. He asks about the whole intimacy thing, and she says, normally I'm intimate, but with you, it's taking longer to grow that. He's like, why? She's like, I don't know.
Maybe because like, you're a fucking cartoon. Humans don't fuck tunes.
I like how she says, if I were you, I don't think I'd be able to handle it. She's
begging to be broken up with. She's like, please.
She's like, you shouldn't be dealing with this. I'm treating you like shit.
That I
hate you just deal with it. I'm walking all over you. You're a doormat.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think prosecutors in Seattle view him the same way? Do you think they're like, oh, good, we got Zach. Zach's the defense today. Doormat Zach.
Doormat Zach.
Oh, yeah, this one's not going to trial. This doormat's going to settle for sure.
He says that in the pods, she was upset that he was choosing between her and Bliss, and that was her not being in control, and she wants to be in control in relationships. So maybe she's holding out on intimacy because she wants to be in control.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And yeah. She responds by saying, this is a strong word, but I feel like maybe you're trying to gaslight me. Because I wouldn't be having the fun in that scenario because I like being affectionate.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Zach, I kind of get where you're coming from because she is deeply manipulative. And I know that you're kind of aware of that.
She is also in control. She's in control.
And she is in control.
Yeah.
And you're kind of creating this scenario in your head to save yourself from the fact that she just isn't attracted to you. So you've created this, you're
trying to justify it through psychological love, as Paul put it.
Yes, I think he's trying to gaslight himself into thinking that, oh, she's attracted.
Max, I literally wrote that down. I said he gaslighted himself.
Yeah, he's like, she's attracted to She is attracted to me, but she's holding out on the intimacy because I did the whole bliss thing to her. So now she's doing this to me to take over control in the relationship. That's what's happening.
He's
and it's
nagging
like,
himself when he doesn't need to because she's already nagging enough for the both of them.
But she's not even nagging. She's just not attracted to him.
Yeah, that's true. Nagging involves a level of attraction.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. No, dude, it's simple. She's just not attracted to you.
She just does not like you. Like, she can't even be nice to you. It's not. It's bad enough that yeah. She's not attracted. She's not even nice to you.
I mean, I don't know if she can be nice.
You basically, straight up, she's like, I don't, I'm not into you, and I'm mean to you, and I wouldn't put up with this if I were you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know if she can be nice to people that she's attracted to, but she can probably at least be, like, intimate with them.
Yeah. Well, and as people are saying in the chat, too, she's going up to the limit of what she can say without actually breaking it off.
Yeah.
So that she can still be on the show. But she wants everybody, the audience, to know I'm not into this guy.
Yeah. That's she does end it though by saying she's affectionate with Ralph though. So that's something.
Yes. Well, that's good. At least she's affectionate with something, right?
Yeah.
At least Ralph's getting some,
baby.
Zach has to ask about it the next morning. What was it like?
Hey, Ralph, tell me your secret, baby. How do you do it?
And then Ralph is like, shut the fuck up, Zach.
Shut the fuck up, you cartoon. I'm realer than you are, and I'm a stuffed animal.
You're a fucking loser, man.
Doormat.
Steal your girl in 2 seconds.
Yeah, they call me Mr. Steal Your Girl now. So Kwame and Chelsea, this is brief. Kwame is working out. She's like looking in the mirror, maybe using a blow dryer. But Ben, I want to ask if you noticed, did you see she's in her underwear? Did you see the very prominently placed Calvin Klein underwear?
I know. It's a thing. It's a thing.
It's product placement, man.
It's real. It's real.
There's no way that he talked about how into Calvin Klein underwear he is. And then they showed
in episode one. Yep. And then now. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And are we promoting Calvin Klein underwear for a reason? No, that is the real code. No,
still promoting Manscaped.
Manscaped code reality alert. You get 20% off manscaped.com. But the real promotion today is patreon.com/reality alert. Support the podcast. Love Center coming out Monday. Come on, people.
Come on.
Pony up.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
All right. Come on.
Just keep saying that. Come on. Just do it.
Come on.
Just do it.
And we'll do 2 minute ad of us just saying, come on.
Come on.
People will keep like doing the 15-minute fast forward and they'll be like, I can't tell if they're just doing a bit or like,
come on. Come on.
Jacquelina and Marshall, she says she had a moment. She just does best for her family. And what I liked is she says she won't ever have a moment like that again. And it wasn't okay. And he says, it's okay if you do. We're human. And he's just there for her. And it's just really nice. Love and Marshall.
I know. They're so sweet. I really hope it goes well. But, you know, it's love is blind. So
I know. He's probably going to go full bellboy and will not like him anymore.
Expect the worst and hope for the best.
We'll probably end up not liking her. We'll hate both of them. You know, we'll end up liking Micah and Irina.
Another SK situation again.
We'll be team Baba. You know, the whole thing's going to get flipped on its head.
There's going to be TikToks coming out about Marshall, isn't there?
Oh, yep. But for now.
Look at us.
For now, we love him.
Right? Simping. Look at us.
Simping.
We're simping. Chelsea and Kwame. They talk about if they're worried about anything, and you know, he really prompts it, and then he basically does it just to be like, you know, kind of being like, so do you care if I have a conversation with Micah? And she's like, no, I'm confident, you know. So it's just, you know, him roundaboutly trying to, you know, get the okay to talk to Micah, because
that's what it seemed like to me. Yeah. Naughty, naughty.
She also
how would you describe Kwame? Would you describe him as a good boy, or would you describe him a different way?
I would describe him as
bad boy, bad boy.
Hell yeah, bringing back the hits, baby. So the couples meet up, and I love how Jacquelina looks at Brett and is like, oh, he's kind of fine. And Marshall's like, yeah, I told you, Brett's hot.
Yeah, we all know. So I haven't been able to shut up about it since the pods.
I love how Marshall's like totally cool with it. He's like, yeah, Brett's hot. Yeah, duh.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah.
Marshall seems like one of the most normal people on the show. So
yeah, he's like, he's cool. He's hot. And I'm like, yeah, Brett's hot. Brett's the hottest guy there.
I'm like, yeah, my shirt is still off.
So. Yeah, I'm like, you should have seen them making out, him grabbing her butt. It was hot. The only thing missing was a raccoon being thrown through the through the window. Oh my god. Tiffany has this great line.
Marshall definitely reminds me of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Will Smith.
That's funny because Zach reminds me of Carlton. That's what I've been thinking this whole time. I was like, can you imagine Zach doing the Carlton dance and everything? I'm like, Zach reminds me of Carlton. Yeah.
There's no who's the most cartoonish character on Fresh Prince? Probably DJ Jazzy Jeff, right?
Oh, yeah. Or
so maybe
or
he's
Carlton.
More, yeah, Carlton is kind of cartoonish. He is a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Kwame says Micah could be the strangest looking person on earth and he would still be encapsulated by her presence.
Oh boy. Here we go. Woof. Oh god.
Do you know what he's starting to look like to me?
Dog! Dog!
Get the fuck over here! Dog! Why
he's a dirty dog. I'm going to have to give him a bath. Dog. He's a dog.
Somebody shove him in the pool and let's look at
him. Oh my god.
Let's look at that come off in the pool.
This is great. Marshall, Brett, and Kwame are talking, and it's very respectful. they're just like, yo, this is amazing. Everything is perfect. Kwame is like, we're being very physical. And then Micah, Jacquelina, and Chelsea are talking, and Micah says, me and Paul haven't you know yet. And then Chelsea says this.
I am fucking wrecked.
Fucking wrecked, man.
No, that's how I like it. That's how I want it. That's my life.
She's fucking wrecked, man. He fucking wrecked me.
He wrecked me like a 30.8-year-old Baba.
Me and Baba are twins now.
I'm like a ratty in course now.
I'm like an old spooled ball of yarn down there, man. You could floss with me.
My God.
Yes.
Jeez.
Yes. Chelsea is the one who said wrecking, not Kwame. Amazing stuff.
Yeah.
So funny.
It's hilarious.
No, she really ditched the soul talking. I thought she was going to go there and be like, our souls are mating.
Our souls are wrecked.
And she's just like, no, I got wrecked, yo. I want to keep getting wrecked the rest of my life. And she's like gesturing to her crotch, doing like the boom thing. It's so funny. Love this side of Chelsea. Let's go.
Love it.
I bet she heckles people at baseball games. I would love to sit with her. It'd be fucking hilarious. Yeah,
and comedy clubs, too.
Yeah, comedy
clubs. She's probably getting tossed out. I've worked at a comedy club as a bouncer. I've tossed out a few people just like her. Yeah. Oh man.
Micah and Kwame, she's like, your voice makes so much sense with your face. This is the initial conversation that they have. And, you know, they're just, you know, being like, I just want you to be happy. I can't believe this conversation happened. And Kwame's like, you know, whatever happened, happened. And, you know, we're going to be cool. And Mike is just like, if you want to talk about anything, I'm here, you know, and we think maybe this will be the last conversation. You know, maybe everything is going to be cordial between them. Maybe this is just a conversation they're going to have.
Yeah, I genuinely did. I was like, oh, wow. So there was like nothing that came from that.
Disappointing.
I was very disappointed. But then come the shots.
Yes.
The shots and will let the truth be set free.
They will. I just want to say, Paul pops out and says he's having a hard time not looking at Irina's boobs. You know, Paul disappears this episode. Later,
that psychological love that he's talking about, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Later on, they say that they can't find Paul, and I think he was just either trying to stay away from her boobs or he was staring at them. That's my theory as to where he was.
Hiding in a bush.
Binoculars, yeah.
Binoculars.
Fucking Paul. Doesn't surprise me.
Fucking Paul.
Fucking Paul. What a guy.
Fuck you, Paul.
So Irina and Micah talk, and she's like, Zach, Irina says, who's Irina says, Zach is my type on paper. But the second I saw him in person, I was like, who is this man? And every time he touches me, I get the major ick.
I didn't even go, but not in an excited way.
Yeah.
The cartoon character is the slime guy from Ghostbusters. You know, the what do you call him?
Slimer?
Slimer, yeah.
That's his name, right? Slimer?
Slimer. Maybe that's what it is. The way she describes it, that's what it sounds like to me.
That's what she sees when she sees him, Slimer.
Yeah,
from like the Ecto Cooler thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, that's rough. That's really mean. Yeah. I believe it. That's probably what she sees.
That the is, meanest I, possible I'm just going thing. Based off of her descriptions. I don't think that he's Slimer.
No.
I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I think Zach's a handsome man. Okay. Just want to throw that out there.
So I think what's going on here is, you know, Micah says, I want to relate to you. When I saw Paul in person for the first time, I thought not my type. And then Irina says, I think Paul is so hot. So I think Micah is into Kwame. And I think Irina is into Paul.
And Paul is also into Irina.
He's into Irina's boobs, at least. We don't know if
he's
into her
personality.
And we
know that Kwame is into Micah, I think. Which would leave Chelsea
with Baba.
Chelsea's with Baba.
Now, who's Ralphie with?
If we better see Baba at the reunion.
Yeah, we better see Baba there.
And Ralph. We got to see Ralph and Baba there.
Irina says there's a difference between any other guy hugging me and Zach hugging me. That is so mean. That is so cold.
Like, how does your brain even conceive a thought like that? Like, I mean, you and I.
That
you and
is I, savage.
You and I could be pretty sassy on this show. I don't think we could ever think up something that mean to say.
She's just a sassy little honey, guys. Irina doesn't mean anything by it. She's just a sassy little honey.
I'd say little sassy. I'd say very
just a little. Yeah, and then Irina and Paul, they start bonding by talking about Russian food and a finger gun handshake. So
sick.
Yes. So Brett and Kwame talk, and Kwame is like, I want to say I don't care about Micah, but I do. I have feelings. She hugged me, and our souls merged.
And Holding her was tough. It's pretty obvious he's getting pretty trashed right now too.
Oh, they all are getting trashed. Oh, yeah. Particularly him and Mikey,
like, dude, particularly at this moment. It certainly seems like he's in that sweet spot.
Their souls merged. It was like cars in traffic, you know.
Yeah,
metaphors.
He did a Jersey slide
right
over to Micah. Yeah
right over to Micah. And meanwhile, Irina and Micah, they're talking shit about Chelsea while playing in the pool. You know, like people play in the pool. So Chelsea is in the pool, and she asks politely for Kwame to bring her chips and guac when you're done with the convo. And he's like, yeah. Then Irina and Micah are like, bring us shots. And he's like, no, get them yourself. Because and everyone's like, whoa, he's being salty. Yeah, it's like, why would he bring them shots to inside the pool when he's
now
in
the butler of the pool people? Come on.
Yeah, it's also like in the beginning of Social Dynamics, you don't want to be seen as the guy who's just gonna like bring stuff to people.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I also say something? Why do people want to like eat while they're in the pool?
That's never appealed to me. It's never appealed to me.
I grew up with a pool in my backyard. I have over 20 years of my life, we had that house.
Never ate?
I have no recollection.
You never had some lasagna in the pool?
I have no recollection of eating the pool. We got out of the pool to eat. First of all, you don't want to get food in the pool. I guess you wouldn't care if like it's not your pool.
Yeah.
But like your hands are wet with like chlorinated water. Yeah. They're often pruned. But like you're not supposed to swim after you eat, Ben. First of all, it can kill you.
You will die. You will.
There's no just like I keep seeing these things on Instagram where they have like giant baskets of like food and liquor, and I'm like, why do you want to like be like swimming while like dipping like hummus, like while you're like treading water? It doesn't make any fucking sense to me. I don't get it.
I want to see someone eat a steak in the pool.
I know. It's like, let me take my hand out of the chlorinated water and take a chip and dip into guac, then dip my hand back in the water. It's disgusting. Of course, the person with Baba would want to do that. Just saying. Anyway.
Do you think she Baba has a towel too, or do you think that's Tata? Do you think she?
Yeah,
has
there's Tata.
Tata,
and the chips are chicha, and the guac is guagua.
Guagua.
That's the whole fucking thing. So then they bring him shots, and they dedicate to a failed proposal, and he doesn't like that. Which do you think he should have taken the joke better? It was a really funny and an appropriate joke to make.
I thought he should have taken it better. Come on.
And she should have thought that he would take it really well, because he seems like a really not sensitive guy.
Yeah, I mean, just laugh,
bro.
Laugh at yourself like Zach does, you know. Just be a cartoon like Zach.
I think he played it well, because then he got to have this really intimate conversation with her that he wanted to have.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he really did this well. He got to hold her hand like he wanted to.
Oh yeah. He's caressing her hand. Do you think? Oh, I'm gonna circle back so I can get one more joke in. Do you think that when Kwame brought food to Chelsea in the pool, do you think she was like, "I need you to mash it up first"? Yeah, like, had to mash it up and then spoon feed it to her. And
I think
he had it like all over her face.
I think he put it in his mouth and regurgitated to her like a baby bird.
Yeah. I want applesauce. Applesauce. Okay, we can continue on now. Just had to.
Yeah.
Sorry.
So they have this conversation, and they're clearly both very drunk. So nothing that they did was wrong.
No. It's legal. It's all 100% legal.
Yeah, everything is legal. They're in Mexico and they're drunk. He said it was really fucked up what she said, and she says, "I am never malicious." This sounds like Irina speak to me. I can't believe you think I'm vicious. Micah saying I'm never malicious.
For two people that don't think they are that way, the words vicious and malicious get brought up a lot.
It really roll off the tongue quite well. Yeah. Like they have to say this a lot to defend themselves.
It's almost like they've said it before. Many times. Defended themselves like this before.
Yeah. So they obviously have a really good time. And talk about how they really care about themselves.
Chelsea's watching the whole thing too.
Yeah, she doesn't seem happy about it.
Of course not.
Would you
he took that liberty that she gave him, you know, of like, yeah, I'm cool with this, And he abused it.
Yeah, because he already had the conversation, and he has another one. And she even says, Jacquelina, would you be upset if Marshall had a 20-minute conversation? And Jacquelina's like, he loves you. And then she's like, turn around. And he's holding her hand, like staring into Michael's eyes. Like,
yeah, that's not okay. That's not
that can't. I would behead him.
Yeah.
I would behead him.
Yeah. Whoa. Tiffany's like, yeah.
Look up.
I think it's Tiffany or it's Chelsea. Out. Someone's saying out, yeah. Marshall. So funny.
Look out, Marshall.
Yeah.
That was Jacqueline, right?
That was Jacquelina, yeah.
Look out, Marshall. Do not cross her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're super touchy-feely, Kwame and,
Micah.
That's just so ballsy to do it. Although, I don't think Paul gave a shit. Who knows Paul was? Everybody's
Paul is off staring at Irina's chest. That's what's happening.
He's in the bushes with the binoculars.
I think they showed him, like, at the grill. Like, he doesn't give a fuck. He's not into Micah. Micah's not into Paul. They don't care.
You would think that you'd be able to locate him at a party where they're all at, but he just wanders off. Paul's just a little wanderer.
This is very Sal and Mallory, Jared kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very disrespectful conversation.
It is.
But we love it. We love the disrespect here.
My only hope for the difference between this and the Sal and Mal thing is that it finally comes to something.
Yeah, that never came to anything.
It didn't. It was almost like it didn't happen the next episode. Like the episode ended with Sal crying, and we thought for sure that this was gonna really mess things up. But then the next episode, it was almost like it never happened.
Yeah, everyone just stayed in their unhappy marriages, and then like Jared and Ayana actually got married for like no reason. It was like, this isn't gonna work out, you know.
The producers, they're definitely telling them, you know, hey, you know, this is all part of the process. This is all part of the experiment. You know, things will be different once we get back to the real world. That's where you're really going to test your relationship. That's probably what they're saying to them, I think.
I'm just really hoping that people will like be like, we need to switch or something. Like, come on, it's season 4. Let's switch it up.
Yeah, we've never had a swap, have we?
Let's do a swap. Let's trade.
Please.
Please trade.
I think we might get that we might get Paul and Irina, and we might get Mike because Micah is, I think, okay with that. And I think Paul would be okay with it. The real question is going to be is if Kwame and Micah will end up together. That one's tougher because he's already been intimate with Chelsea.
Yeah.
They're already very close. He looks way, way worse in this scenario.
Yeah. Chelsea walked away, but I think she could take him back, you know?
Yeah.
She doesn't like to let go of things. Case in point, Baba, you know?
He is clearly still head over heels for Micah. And he is definitely the second option. There's no way to.
Well, yeah, Micah was the first choice.
Like it is Ayana 2.0. You know, like she is the backup option. She is.
And Micah and Paul felt a little kind of premature too. Like they kind of were just like, do you want to do this? You know, they kind of like jumped into it. At least it kind of felt like.
Yeah, like a second choice type of thing. Yeah.
Almost like it was kind of weird. Yeah. Like her connection to Kwame did feel strong too.
It was like, we got to lock this down. Yeah.
But Chelsea is definitely like Kwame's second choice.
Yeah. I think of all this situation, Chelsea gets hurt.
Yes.
Most probably. Yeah.
Laura asks, were Paul and Irina talking in the pods? I don't remember it.
We never saw it, I don't think.
Yes.
If we did, I don't remember it.
Yeah, we know that everybody talks to everybody in the beginning, but I don't think that we were shown it. Or at least it wasn't like a main talking point. Like maybe in the beginning of people talking, we were shown it, but it's not something that jumped out to me.
Right.
At least that I can really talk about.
Yeah.
So,
I'm so excited for the next episode.
So I know. And then the rest of the season,
I take it the next episode is all Mexico, and then next week's batch is going to be back in Seattle.
Well, good. You know, yeah. We got a lot of stuff coming up.
Oh yeah.
So thank you guys for joining us this spicy weekend. It has been so fun.
I'm so stoked for Love Center on Monday.
Yes. Be sure to subscribe. And if you pay for that second tier, it's going to be fun. You get to join our Discord community that's growing. And you also be able to join us live at 5 p.m. to around 5 p.m., 5:15 for our Patreon live to our Discord at patreon.com/realityalertforlovecenter, our Patreon exclusive recap, that extra episode that you get only at patreon.com/realityalert. You know, we're so close to 1,000 followers on Instagram, and that could really help us. So please, you know, Instagram.
All natural, baby.
It's
no
all natural. We don't lie. And you can help us at Reality Alert Podcast on Instagram. We're so close. So Reality Alert Podcast. And of course, youtube.com/realityalert. You can watch the video versions of our podcast and also know when we're going live. And Twitter at @RealityAlert_. We have tweets.
We do. We have fun on Twitter.
Yeah, we do the Twitter stuff.
We do it.
Okay.
All right. See you Monday. Bye-bye.
Bye. Ba-ba.
Ba-ba.
It's the place you go when you finish your show. We're your two best friends. Our names are Max and Ben. We're self-proclaimed television experts. It's Reality Alert.
I don't know why you look like a fictional character. You look like something out of like a cartoon.
I know.